Hello, humans. This is IT Stuff, the show that explains silicon and germanium to the shallow end of the periodic table. That's you, carbon-based Home Secretary. Understanding the necessary hashtags this month is the one over there named Chi.
Hello.
And the one opposite named Chris.
Hello.
And I'm on a VPN, so mind your own business who I am. Coming up, we'll be having fun with electrical appliances. But first, for all you foodies, we'll have some computer-generated recipes. We should have a jingle for that.
We should. Something computer-generated.
Don't eat it.
That's spoilers there, Chris, isn't it?
I think that's the right jingle, otherwise we'll get sued, you know.
Well, I don't know. Quite tasty, potentially.
Mm.
People who know IT stuff will sort of like guess what's coming up. Somebody out there, lewisandquark.tumblr.com, has put loads of recipes through a neural network, you know, one of these learning algorithm things, and come up with some computer-generated recipes.
Do you want to explain how a neural network works?
I don't think I could understand it, neural network.
No, I'll do it, right? You've got like this drunk friend down the pub, right? If he had like perfect memory and then you made him like read lots of books and then he just started talking garbage, that's what a neural network does.
Wow.
That's true.
This is why people do so much research down the boozer.
It is. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. See, students love them. Right, are we ready for today's recipe? Pens at the ready, everybody.
Go on then.
Pears auto garnistmium.
Oh.
1/4 pound bones or fresh bread, optional. 1/2 cup flour, 1 teaspoon vinegar, 1/4 teaspoon lime juice and 2 eggs. Brown salmon in oil. Add creamed meat and another deep mixture. Discard fillets, discard head and turn into a non-stick spice. Pour 4 eggs onto clean thin fat to sink halves. Brush each with roast and refrigerate. Lay tart in deep baking dish in Chipek sweet body. Cut oof with crosswise and onions. Remove peas and place in a 4-dug serving. Cover lightly with plastic wrap. Chill in refrigerator until casseroles are tender and ridges done. Serve immediately in sugar, may be added 2 handles over ginger or with boiling water until very cracker pudding is hot. Yield 4 servings.
See, that's what happens if you talk to your drunk mate down the pub, isn't it?
Yeah.
He sounds like the chef in Sesame Street. Or is it the Muppets?
The Muppets, the Swedish chef.
Yeah, there you go. So, this is IT Stuff. Coming up later in the show, we'll be having fun with electrical appliances. Tell you what, let's do the electrical appliances right now, because
really?
I lost myself in the script.
We've got lots of electrical appliances here. Is it going to be any specific ones?
Well, tell you what, we
could... closest ones.
While we're on the subject of Twitter, While we're on the subject of eggs...
Eggs.
I blew it, didn't I?
Oh.
Eggs.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Twitter. Spoiler alert. Twitter and eggs.
I hear they hatch.
Yeah, and there's little birdies
sort of
come out of them.
Person.
Happy birthday!
Yeah.
Is that right? It's
happy birthday.
Happy
Twitter
birthday,
eggs.
Twitter eggs.
Yeah, it's awful, isn't it? How are we going to tell the trolls from the normal people anymore?
They'll still have pictures of eggs. They'll just upload their own. That's how it's going to work. It's already a badge of honour.
What, you mean just like save an egg as a GIF?
Pretty much.
Put it as your profile picture.
That's.
And then carry on trolling.
Carry on as normal. That's what they're going to do. I guarantee that's what's going to happen.
Oh, it's like the Afro suits in Harbour Hotel.
What?
Ooh.
That's the old 4chan things when 4chan used to, you know, do things.
Troll a very popular virtual world called Harbour Hotel.
Right.
So they all dress up the same, like the egg. But it's more like the default male in a nice suit and an afro.
Ah.
So that's, if you've seen that image around, that's why it's very troll related.
Right,
because it was what 4chan used to swarm Habbo Hotel one day. Many years ago. Many years ago. The distance passed. The kids probably don't even know what's going on now.
That reminds me, wasn't 4chan up for sale or something?
It did.
He got sold.
I missed that. Go on.
I don't know. I can't remember who it is. He got sold. Okay. Moot left. Mm. That's it.
Yep. Mm. Just like, you know, a certain founder of VR.
Mm, yeah, well, yeah. Do we want to talk about the Oculus guy while we're at it?
I think that was it.
Yeah, that's it. He's left.
Yeah, the one we wanted rid of anyway.
It's strange how, like, you know, you sell your company, you get lots of money, and you agree to just keep working for the new company. Yeah, and then, like, as soon as the actual time that you have to work is
and
out...
And then you turn into to have been a right-wing so-and-so after
all. Well, that's
just
American now, isn't it? Isn't that just, like, code for American? I'm an American businessman. That's what that
Fair
means.
Fair comment. Yeah,
I like money.
Yeah. It's just American. Yeah. Turns out he was an American.
While we're on the subject of America, did you see that thing about they've... abolished all the privacy protections on the ISPs, so now the ISPs can sell your web browsing habits to the highest bidder.
The other ISPs?
Yeah. Or whoever. So here's the best bit, right? Somebody started crowdfunding to buy the web browsing history of, you know, like various politicians that voted in favour of abolishing the privacy protections.
Sounds reasonable. Yeah.
Was that $1 million? Was it $1 million? It was so cheap.
What?
For what?
You know, for the whole shebang.
Think to buy all of the data.
Search my internet history for $1 million. Mm.
Just think how much good you could do in this planet for that sort of money.
Yeah, good.
It's just going to go on
the usual things.
VR startups.
You know, like advertisements to sell you chocolate eggs.
Yeah, chocolate eggs. I blame Twitter.
Yeah, satanic chocolate eggs.
Satanic Twitter with the chocolate eggs.
It's got IoT installed in it.
I mean, Twitter is obviously against Easter at this point because they took away the eggs.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
that's so terrible, isn't it?
Yes. Twitter is like campaigning against Easter. It's a war on Easter.
It's a war on Internet Jesus.
Yep.
They took over those well-known appropriated pagan symbols. Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
There you go. Conspiracy theory number 115 million.
Duh. Okay, so that's sorted out trolling for another month. let's move on, I suppose, to the terror that lurks inside our electrical devices.
Ooh.
What's up first? Do we fancy talking about the evil dishwasher?
Is that the one... Wait a minute, what did the evil dishwasher do? I can't remember.
There's
so many evil appliances, I've lost it.
It doesn't wash your dishes, right?
No, that's right. Because of CVE 2017-7240, which is a directory traversal vulnerability, one of the oldest ones in the book is that, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Dear.
It's the Miele Professional... Is that how it's pronounced? Miele Professional PG8528. They reported the vulnerabilities to Miele. No response, because it's a dishwasher company. It's not like a software house, you know. No response. There you go. What's up next? Do we fancy the garage door story?
Ooh, what happened there?
There's this smart door opener thing. It's still like infrared, only more expensive and, you know.
It's fancy
Fancy. Okay. It's called the Garagit.
Oh, wow.
So this bloke got a new Garagit.
Okay.
He didn't like it. He left a bad review and complained it was, well, defecation. Can we say that?
I think
so. Is that Ofcom compliant?
Let's just go with not good.
Yeah, not good. Okay. so the company banned him from the customer forum for 2 years and banned him from the server, which had the effect of basically locking his garage door remotely.
Definitely going to change his mind. He's not going to think it's not good anymore.
It's going to be the best.
He's going to think this is like a really
garage
good
door opener. Garage it over ever.
So they told him effectively, do you think we like giving up our weekends to support people like you and your complaints?
Well, we don't
You're
know
banned.
What he was doing. I mean, he could have been up to all sorts of stuff with a garage door. He could be installing that garage door in inappropriate places.
Oh, my.
We don't know the full story.
That is true. You know, it could be more than just opening and closing.
He could have been using it for more than opening and closing.
A certain part of your household.
Well, like chopping pizzas up.
Yeah, he could have been using it for chopping pizza.
Right. Yeah.
Close, sever pizza, rotate 30 degrees, open, close. No, sorry, it would be open, rotate 30 degrees, close, open, rotate 30. Would that work? Or would that be 60 degrees?
I don't think they rotate.
Pizzas?
The pizza?
No, garage doors.
Yeah, well, up and down.
Well, if it's not, rotation. If it's manual, that's no good. No, I was thinking more of like,
guillotine action garage doors.
Keeping the child occupied with a, you know, draw a smiley face on it, make it go up and down, you know, something like that. Using it in inappropriate ways, not as a garage door.
Anyway, so.
Wow.
Anyway, put it this way, the internet picked on Garadget and they lost. So
did they lock them in a garage?
Threw away the key
to punish them. So we've got something slightly more iffy to talk about next. But this is probably the most horrible one of the lot.
Worse than a garage door, garage ends.
So there's this thing that. How can we call it on air? It's like an electric aubergine.
Right, a vegetable.
Like an electric cucumber.
All right.
For opening garage doors?
No.
A different kind of garage
The garage doors have to be open first.
Is it for a personal massage?
Possibly.
A personal massager? A personal...
Not for internal use.
Only this thing, right, it's from Sweden.
Right.
You guessed, didn't you? It's the Svacom CMEI.
Right.
It's got a camera in the end. Yes. Presumably it's got...
It's a vibrating GoPro. Is that what it is?
Yes. With integral lighting, we can only assume.
Okay. Well, you need that sometimes if you're in a dark cave.
Maybe it's for health purposes. Sometimes you need to check your colon.
Oh, well, I don't...
Colonoscopy.
No.
What are you talking about?
You have no idea. I'm out.
So that this thing turns out that this company called, get this, Pentest Partners, and you know what Pentest stands for, don't you?
Is it something to do with Pen Island?
They come from Pen Island.
Yeah, Pen Island.
Not quite, no. Anyway, and as the Reg said, the jokes just write themselves, really. It's got hard-coded credentials. Guess what the credentials are? Because I've written it in the script.
I can't read that.
Too small. Okay, it's admin is the username and the password is blank. B-L-A-N-K, blank. And this thing works as a... It's not just, you know, for that purpose. It works as a wireless access point.
Well, what? You need one of those when you're a business...
When you have a camera at the end
of
your aubergine.
Yeah, it's not just a camera and, it's also a Wi-Fi access point.
Well,
I mean, I assume it's got an antenna out the other end.
Heading.
Oh.
And the access point. So all the neighbours can see, when they list the networks... They can see Svacom CMEI. So the neighbours can tell you've got your personal aubergine turned on.
On that note, Alexa, buy Svacom CMEI.
No, because...
Confirm.
It's worse than that. No. All those people out there in BCB land now... Cancel, because it's got an integrated Skype interface.
Obviously.
And it's got a Telnet server
with
a default
password. Why are we using other technology?
Yeah. Does it have email?
You can, and I'm sorry if you're Australian, you can route it remotely. You can get root remotely and stream over Skype to the world from your neighbours.
Hey, you know me.
Toot.
Maybe it's as design.
I don't think so, because not after all the publicity.
So I'm sure some people would use it.
It will, you know, there will be increased purchases among certain people.
Curiosity and all
some
that.
Some months, it's really difficult to
convey campaign. You've fallen for another marketing campaign.
It's a marketing campaign.
You've fallen for another marketing campaign.
Yeah.
Oh, silly me.
And I've made everyone buy it through Alexa.
And then we've just...
Right.
This is, terrible.
Look, I'm not going to break into somebody's Wi-Fi for the bandwidth if it's going to be dropping in and out all the time.
Well...
You did well to keep a straight face on that one. That's the best joke I've come up with in months, and you all wound me up even more.
If there must be more terrible technology. This can't be the only terrible technology. There's more, right?
Yeah, there's more. As the yang to the yin of all this evil, devices can also do good, because there's this new thing. Somebody called Tinky.nl and Space 53 have come up with a two-drone system for dealing with dog muck.
Wow.
Yep. Drone number one, which is known as Watchdog One, it hovers above with thermal imaging.
Right.
To zoom in on.
Just the fresh ones then?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to get them when they're fresh.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, it's going to take a couple of hours to cool down to ambient. And then Patrol Dog One, which is a ground-based drone, rolls in and scoops.
I was just wondering, isn't the warmer ones hard to scoop because they're kind of, not hardened yet, just saying.
Well, it might take some time.
You're supposed to do it when they're warm.
Really?
Otherwise, you haven't done it. You've just left it there.
Well, yeah. But this is a drone, so it can be timed.
Look. Tinky.nl, right? Go to the website. It's all in Dutch, unfortunately.
This is great. Wow.
Otherwise, we'd have had a clip from it for the show. But yeah, if you can use Bing Translate to find the send us an email link.
This is great, Netherlands. Well done, you guys.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I like the watchdog, patrol dog.
Yeah, because if you want to talk about feces and you're from the Netherlands, then clearly you want to talk about feces through the medium of English.
Yes.
It makes sense to me, frankly. This month of all months. Run, there we go. You're listening to IT Stuff on BCB Radio 106.6 FM. There's two things we could talk about to catch up with time. We can have a little vote if you like. We can do World of Stuff, or we can do Club Penguin. What do we want to talk about most?
We can do both because they're fairly short.
Okay, go for it, Chi.
Talk fast.
Apparently, Club Penguin, which is a huge virtual world for 200 million kids out there who are right now over 25 years old, because it was old. It was old back then and they were young back then. It's now gone. It was an independent thing and it got bought by Disney.
Oh.
And then Disney deems it not making enough money and now it's gone. Well, it's been reduced to an app that you can download on your devices. But apparently the kids are not happy. Well, they're not kids anymore. The young adults are not happy anymore. And they are just not happy. And spamming the forums going, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to my Club Penguin. which is surprising because I got to know this from going on gaming on YouTube, the YouTube site, and looking at the gaming section. And I found people going, bye-bye, Club Penguin. This is the last ever podcast or whatever. And I'm like, what do you mean by the last ever? So I went then, and then that's how I knew that Club Penguin is no more.
I mean, why do big companies do this? They spend big bucks buying something and then they just don't know what to do with it. They close it down. I mean, with an audience of young adults like that, they're actually self-selecting to be the polar opposite of the people who will go to 4chan.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, you've got a community there in your hands that are actually quite nice people, funnily enough.
It's another social community with social
they're
problems.
They're always the same.
Young adults?
Yeah.
They're all the same.
They are all the same, I'm afraid.
Except now they are dressing up as penguins.
They're dressed as penguins. They may look harmless.
So coming up after this show, if you're listening on Thursday, we've got BCB Extra, the BCB Youth Show. Nothing personal. Sorry. Oh, my.
Shall we go to World of Stuff, then?
We can go to World of Stuff. Thank you.
Right, so World of Stuff, what do we have for World of Stuff?
We have 150 employees of Epicenter in Stockholm. I couldn't find out what Epicenter does, but they've had aphid chips injected into their hands. It's shocking, isn't it? Theoretically, this gives them access to doors and photocopiers.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's a free service. So it's voluntarily given, and people actually volunteer to do it.
Why would you want doors and photocopiers so badly?
It's the technological equipment of that bit of string that goes through your back of your coat and holds your mittens.
Oh,
and your hands.
That doesn't hurt.
So you can't lose your mittens, and this way you can't lose
I think like a peanut size. Well, not peanut size, a grain of rice.
Yeah.
Okay, this is my nightmares.
Apparently, it hurts like a blood test, so not at all painful.
I cry for hours after I've had a blood sample.
Really?
Sam-
no,
well,
you do it all
almost.
The time. You're diabetic, aren't you?
Yeah, I know, but I have to look the other way.
Apparently, this biohacking is gaining a lot of popularity in
what,
European
with young
countries.
Young people.
Yeah, young people. Now, funny you say that, actually, because if you are there interested, on the 22nd of April in the Leeds International Festival,
oh my,
there is a session called Biohacking, Cyberpunk, and Hacker Culture, and you can get an RFID chip in
there. Oh, grief. In
Seriously.
Leeds.
In Leeds.
You can get your own grain of rice.
Your own grain of rice. We have a chip inside on the 22nd of April.
Well, never go to Leeds to use a photocopier. Nobody's got a photocopier anymore.
Well, you can use it for whatever you want.
Yeah.
It normally just sends you to a website.
It does,
it?
Yeah.
It's like you'll have a browse hand.
Pretty much.
Browse my hand.
Lots of people just exchange contact details. That's pretty much it. Yeah.
So nobody, what could possibly go wrong? I mean, nobody's going to track you or anything.
No, there's no GPS in it or whatever. There's only like 880 bytes
that you can put information in. It's
not
that. It's like, you know, you go through the barriers at Foster Square or something, and it goes and the gates open, it remembers.
It does track you in that sense, yeah, pretty much. You know, the biohacker movement is getting more popularity, also known as grinders.
Pardon?
Yep, they call themselves grinders.
Right. I think that might be a different thing.
That's an app. That's a different app thing. But they were called grinders before Grindr. You know what I mean?
It doesn't matter who comes first. Uh-huh. It's who wins the popularity group. That's what matters.
But yeah, it's a thing.
Okay, fine. Well, this sort of neatly brings us on, I suppose, to our... it's going to have to be a quickie film review. We all went to see Ghost in the Shell, didn't we?
We did.
Would you like to play a little snippet of the trailer?
Yeah.
I know I have a past. I'll find out who I was.
Everything they told you was a lie.
Who are you?
They did not save your life. They stole it.
So, did we enjoy ourselves even though all the critics hated it?
I didn't know they did a remake of Depeche Mode. Whatever, Enjoy the Silence. Strange. Anyways, yeah. I liked it. It's totally different from the... It's not totally... it is different. The entire thing has just changed from the anime. If you're a purist and you love the anime, you might maybe not like the movie if you're into, you know...
It's not exactly
it's not
the
100%.
Same as the anime. But it's got like a lot of scenes from the anime.
It's got a lot of scenes and it's beautiful.
You said to me afterwards that the focus of the anime was more on what it means to be this robot.
It's about the existential crisis of being
instead of the focus in the film, as we heard in the clip, was like, who am I, where I came from?
Yeah. Where do I belong?
Yeah,
that sort of thing.
You know,
rather than what is my purpose?
It wasn't awful. It was good fun, I thought.
It is good.
It's way up there with Johnny Mnemonic.
It's going to be a cult status, because it looks really good. And, you know, we don't have many cyberpunk sort
of
movies.
There's not that much in the canon, is there?
No, there isn't. So this is really, 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 really beautiful, good stuff. Yeah. She did a great job. And she was very morose and, you know, the same sort of surly
She did a great job, yeah. They got the, well, they got the question out of the way pretty quickly as well. There was the question, I mean, talking about this to Dick afterwards, of like, okay, this new body of hers, just how much detail is there in the new body? And they got that out of the way pretty damn quick. She mm-hmm. shows you she's basically Action Man from the waist down.
The only difference in that, the movie sort of, it's they don't like nipples.
Yeah.
As opposed to the Batman movie, which is all about the nipples.
He's
right?
got extra nipples. Bats have at least 16 nipples.
So this is the exact opposite.
So I was glad that they got that out of the way pretty damn quick, and then the rest of the movie, we could just sat there being nerds. That was great.
It was great when the scenes from the anime came through. You go, wow, it looks wonderful. So, yeah. Well done.
Awesome. Thank you very much indeed. That's about all we've got time for, I think, this month on IT Stuff, except just to mention about our closing music. It's to celebrate Twitter's reaction to the Pepsi advert. because, after Coca-Cola and what they found in the cans, it was Pepsi's turn to shine. It's so they rolled out a new advert.
Sort of experience going on at the moment. Yeah. There's a lot of turmoil in the sugared water
in the sugared water industry when they brought out an advert that featured somebody I'd never heard of but who is famous, giving a Pepsi to a load of white policemen to stop them being racist.
Are you for real?
That's pretty much the plot of the advert. Yeah. Wow. So that went down like a bucket of sick on Twitter. So to celebrate that, here is Negative Land with, from their album Dyspepsy, there's The Smile You Can't Hide and Drink It Up.